When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, if you will please turn to Matthew, the 21st chapter, and we shall consider a few verses there from verse 13. He said unto them, "It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were sore displeased. Now in Deuteronomy 16, you have this scripture. Deuteronomy 16, 18 and 19th verses. It's a warning. You know, they had to have judges appointed, and these judges had to have these specific qualifications. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all your gates, which the Lord your God giveth you, throughout your tribes. They shall judge the people with just judgment. Thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. Now the judges of today are hardly able to make out who is male and who is female. How wise they have gotten in the meanwhile. What's wrong? A little child can tell you who is the mother and who is the father. A mother is never called papa by a baby girl or a toddler. Did you ever hear a little girl address her mother as papa? Never. But today in our judgment seats, we have got men who cannot even rule justly and sanely. Blinded. What? Blinded by what? Blinded by conceding or bending over backwards to please a small minority of hardly 1% of the people who take to the streets. That small church in California, which was besieged on a Sunday, and the doors were battered with garden furniture. Bring out your children, bring out your children. And the people inside were terrified. Are those the valiant exploits of these men who call themselves homosexuals? And a whole nation must bow to them, beginning in 1967. And you can trace the decline of this nation and the rapid decline from that point when Parliament passed the bill I remember how timorously and the Home Secretary let men so purport themselves in view of this new law. Of course, I wouldn't have liked to have been in his shoes, but alas, this has spread like a plague until, what is the end result of it? What is it that you're crying in the streets for and marching yourself mad for? What for? And try and sink the truth of God if possible. How tragic. At such a time, I see Christians take a very pusillanimous kind of iffy kind of let's play it safe kind of attitude. I can't understand. Were they ever committed to God's word? Were they ever Christians? No. Historic facts have to be faced. The declension of nations in history is a fact of history. And where did this declension begin? It always begins with the moral factor, the spiritual and the moral factor. And when we ignore that, and the church is lulled into a deep slumber, and if possible, seeks a cocoon in which to avoid all this conflicting noises, well, in that case, we have none who is valiant for the truth. The lame and the blind went into the temple. These blind men must seek light, and we must take them to Jesus. Now, I have never had a problem with these homosexuals. I cannot count how many hundreds or thousands have been delivered from their homosexuality. And the pretense which is now made that they are born that way is not true, is not borne by facts. And the end result that their lifespan is only half with their multiple partners. It is only half of the lifespan of others. So are we to stand by and watch you kill yourself and kill others in the bargain and proclaim your rights to go into elementary schools and teach little children this glorious alternate lifestyle that will cut their lives in half? I can't understand this. And we are silent spectators. No, friends. They are not valiant for the truth, says God. Now, what do we see here, friends? The lame and the blind. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ had to deal with the blind leaders of the blind, as you well know. He had to tell them very plainly, you are blind leaders of the blind. And now, of course, we have been told already that the gift blinds a wise man. You see, it's amazing how much money is playing a significant part in this malaise, in this international self-destruction. Money. Now, my dear friends, if that is so, you and I should be clearly above money. You know, as there are so many centers, and of course, international centers and so on, when I began my Christian life, if I had a couple of pennies in my pocket, that would be a big thing. And I never looked to the pennies. I looked to the Lord to supply. And what was at the very heart of the work? What was at the heart of the work was repentance and a clean conscience and a walk of faith. Those were the basic things that God taught us. So I didn't have to go around like an accountant general checking on this man, how is he, what is he doing for God, what is he doing with his money, or what is this center doing for missionary work. I didn't have to go around, no. But I must confess that today money is playing such a dirty role. It is seeking to infiltrate even those works which were once spiritual. It is shocking. Well, if you want to make money, go out and do it in the marketplace. Who stops you? But we don't need any religious pretense for filling one's pockets. For the gift blinded the wise. And so often today, you know, I advise certain young pastors in America. I said, brother, you keep your resignation letter in your pocket and preach. If they will not tolerate your preaching of righteousness, put in your resignation. God will supply your need. You know, many people have not learned that. Many people feel, oh, my children are at school, my children have to be supported, what am I going to do? So let me compromise in the pulpit. How sad. What a loss. When money begins to dictate what the church does, let faith and compassion dictate what you do and what I do. Let us pray. O Lord our God, as you went into that temple and cleansed the temple, and thereafter received the blind and the lame to heal them, we come to you this evening, Lord. We want the shepherd's heart. Cleanse us, O Lord, cleanse us, and make us a faithful people. Touched by the Master, we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.